Hello.
Yes, hi, it's someone from Family First returning your call.
Yeah. What is the what is the thing if somebody wants to I want to get somebody else to do ours. And if I want somebody else to do ours, how do I go upon getting them to do ours?
Okay,
Somebody
so
else to
you.
do ours.
Yeah, so you want a new caregiver?
Not a full, like full new caregiver, but just to take the hours that he can't make, if he can't make them or he's overwhelmed. Because it is such a thing as caregiver burnout. You know that?
Yeah, for sure.
And my I'm getting burned out and frustrated with saying this is what you're here for to do, and can you please do it? And if I and I don't want to beg somebody to do something that like is part of their, what is it, part of their job. Well, I'm burnt. I and if you're telling me you're burned out, then call and tell them you're burned out.
Right, that makes sense. So let me get you over to your coordinator, Alyssa.
Coordinator.
Did
Yeah,
you speak with
thank
Alyssa yet?
you. No, I thought Melissa was my coordinator.
No, so it's actually Alyssa.
Alyssa. Oh, great. I have
Yeah.
my. This, oh, I thought it was Melissa was my coordinator, so it's Alyssa.
Oh,
Gotcha.
Alyssa,
Okay.
yes. Do you want her phone number?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'll grab a pen. And I'm also in the process of trying to move. I have to move because I can't live in the house I'm living in anymore. So I don't know what else to do right now because when I went to the police, they're like, oh, you're on Social Security disability and your kid is, you don't make enough to pay rent anywhere. I said, I'm paying rent where I'm at now. Oh, well, it doesn't matter because you don't have 3 times your income. And I'm like, so where am I supposed to go? How am I supposed
Oh
to find
my.
another place? There, I went to 6 places and they're like, you don't have enough income. You have to have 3 times your rent money. I said, dude, I have home right now. I'm getting home health care services for my disabilities. I have, like I said, this is my income. You have to help me. And they're like, oh no, you have to call. You have to go see a social worker to help you find housing. I went up to a place and the lady says, are you homeless right now? I said, no, but I need to find a place I can afford to rent. Oh, then we can't help you until you're homeless.
Oh my.
Why are you going to tell me you can't help me until I'm homeless? It's called homeless
That doesn't make
prevention.
sense. Right.
Like, but I'm trying to find something I can afford to pay for me and my kid.
Right. Did you
And I'm like, I don't know if you know any resources, but like, I went to Kenyatta Johnson's office, and he said to go to Cherry Street. I went to Cherry Street and I said, I'm not homeless yet, but I need an affordable place to live. Because everywhere I go, they're telling me I need to make 3 times my rent money. And that my check and my subs check isn't enough to rent a place.
Oh, wow.
And it's not like I'm getting any assistance. Ain't nobody trying to help me. Or ain't nobody trying to say that, like, they're going to put their income as my income too. It's just me and my sons. And I got medical issues. I gotta go Tuesday. I might have COPD. And I didn't even smoke cigarettes. How do I have COPD? But I'm
Wow,
having
that's tough.
respiratory problems. I can't go in a shelter. And I'm not gonna go into a shelter because I have nowhere to go. I'm gonna fight to find a place to go.
I'm thinking who can help you with it. It's a tough situation.
Yeah, like
Did
I
you
don't know if
try to
you.
talk to your insurance company about it? Maybe they have any idea of what you can
No,
do?
they're not doing shit. They told me to reach out and get a case manager. The case manager
Oh, they
said
were the ones.
they said that they don't help with housing situations for clients for insurance companies. That I have to get a case manager. I have a case manager. She's useless.
Your case manager doesn't have any more ideas for you?
No, so I'm done.
Oh, wow.
So,
I wish I can give you something that would help, but I'm not like, sure
but
what to
say. What if I have to move out of Philadelphia because I can't afford to live here no more?
Then they might help you because then you qualify as homeless, according to them, right? But I hope you don't get to that situation.
I don't want to get to that situation. But I can't live in it. I got to move out of the house I'm in. So I'm trying to figure out what to do. What's Melissa? I mean, what's Alyssa? How do you spell it? A-L-I-S-A?
It's A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Okay.
And her phone number is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7439.
Yeah, I'm burned out with him being my caregiver, and like because full time he can't do it, and I don't want him to do it full time.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah. Do you want me to transfer you over to her so you can explain that to her? Yeah, she'll be able to assist you, and I hope everything gets sorted out with you know finding an apartment.
Yeah, or a house or an apartment, but I can't find nothing. I've been looking for the last 3 months. I've been to every.
Oh, wow.
I got a check for $1,500 to help me get a new place, and nobody will take it. They're like, oh, you need help for? No, I really didn't need help for a deposit, because I have first, last, and security, but I have an extra check to help me pay. For an extra month security deposit because I don't have great credit.
Right.
Like I got that as backup, you know. So. But at least I did my due diligence and went to a class, and an online class. I got a $1,500 check to help me.
Yeah. So that's something. Yeah.
But I gotta cash that to a realtor or a property owner. So.
Yeah.
I can't find nobody. And I think that check voids in 90 days, so I got to find somewhere. All right,
I hope that gets sorted out. I wish you best of luck. Okay. You have a good day then.
Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Alyssa. Is this Alyssa?
This is Valeria speaking. Do you want to speak with Alyssa?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was getting transferred to Alyssa. I thought she's my coordinator.
Oh, okay. May I know, please, your name so I can transfer the information?
Francis.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
I'm not saying that I'm not. I'm saying I'm tired of being forced to be a caregiver around the clock.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Alyssa from Family First. May I help you?
Hi, it's Francis. How are you, hon?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm getting burned out, and I'm getting tired, and I'm getting irritated. I got to find another place to live. Because I can't rent the place I'm in anymore, or live in the place I'm at anymore, because of the family and they want somebody else to live here. So I'm trying to find a place, and I'm getting burned out with the caregiver I have.
Okay, I understand. Are you the patient, or can you provide me the patient last name?
C-U-A-K.
Kim?
Q-U-A-K. I'm gonna...
Okay, just give me 1 second. Please provide me the full name of the patient.
F-R-A-N.
No, don't spell it. Just say the name.
Francis.